Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
More of the Guardians coming up in the end of class. Say, hey, got the save. Don't worry about it.
All he does is get stats. It's wins, yep. It's losses, yep. It's runs given up. He's a stat guy.
Because that's what people remember at the end. You think he's just out there fumbling around. No, he's smart. He knows what the hell he's doing. Speaking of stats, so last night...
He's going to have a 20-save, 20-win year.
You
back his way into a Cy Young.
Usually,
might have 20 blown, too.
Usually, 2020 season, it's never been done. It's never been done, and he might do it. 50-50 with Shohei Ohtani, forget about it. We're going 20-20-20. Still not as good as 15-15-30, but that's a different conversation altogether.
Great conversation.
Mary Kay Cavan going to join us at 8:20 this morning. Brian Geltzeiler going to join us. NBA TV, SiriusXM NBA Radio 901 as we are now in a holding pattern waiting for the Cavaliers to take on the Indiana Pacers starting Sunday as the schedule's out. However,
either 6 o'clock or 8 o'clock at night.
We know either or time.
We know it
Please
is.
Please be six.
It is one or the other. It is
Don't
dependent on the Clippers.
Don't be eight.
The Clippers series with the Nuggets.
Who do I got to root for?
Well, it depends what you want.
I want six. I'd rather have it one in the afternoon, to be honest with you.
Yeah,
I think hate if waiting around all day for this stuff.
I'm sure. I think I'll have to go back and look. If that series goes seven, if there's a deciding game seven, I think we have the 8 o'clock game then.
Oh, God. Okay, fine. I hope there's not a deciding game seven then. So last night the Lakers lost, and I was sad. I want them to go a little bit further. And I don't know. I don't know why I was sad. I think it's because you make the trade. I think it makes Nico Harrison look a little bit better. I think it starts to. If you are a Mavericks fan, I think it starts to justify it a little bit in your head.
No way.
Wait a minute. You've watched some of the silly things the Browns have done and the mental gymnastics some of us, even myself at times, you've seen like, well, and the charts and the graphs and the this, that, and the other. You're telling me a Maverick fan can't start to talk themselves into that?
I don't think they can. I don't think there's any way you could talk yourself into it.
No way at all?
I think had you have done... And still, they would have been upset. But had you have done a league-wide, hey, we're taking offers. Let's see who we could get.
Yeah, it would have been
better. And you go through team by team.
Yeah, it would have been better.
I mean, imagine if you could have just had, hey, could we get Evan Mobley?
But then
could
losing.
And you just go team by team. Eventually, you would have got a better offer than a broken-down Anthony Davis.
I guarantee there's more than a dozen. And you're right. But I guarantee there's more than a dozen, like, homerific Mavericks fans who are like, see, it's true. He's drinking too many beers. Eating too many sausages.
Yeah, that part
now
of it.
Now look at him. Now he's huffing and puffing out there with old LeBron. We made the right move here. Got to ship off Anthony Davis, but we made the right move here. Like, that's what you're probably...
Because you got to find a way.
The majority, you're right. The majority of them, you're right. 100%, you are right.
You're gonna have to find some way, because when it's being called the worst trade in NBA history, and now we're just jumping to worst trade in sports history, and people in Cleveland are like, finally, all
that's
right,
part of the reason
knock our
that,
trade out
that's
of there.
Part of the reason I'm a little bit sad. I think it is. I think it's even more pathetic that I admit that, because I'm like, okay, it gets the heat off us about the Deshaun Watson trade a little bit. Not in this town, but a little bit. It gets the heat off us nationally. So earlier this morning, I listened to. I never really listened overnights CBS Sports Radio. I know that Pat Boyle is a Browns fan, and he listens to the station, and he's not from here. But I'm like, all right, I like Pat Boyle. I've heard him on filling in on FAN and on Infinity and stuff like that. It's not CBS Sports Radio anymore. It's Infinity Sports Network. But I never really listened before. I'm like, all right, I'll listen to Pat on the way in and stuff like that. And I heard Pat talking about LeBron. And how these last couple of years, he's so disappointed in this early finals, early playoff exit with LeBron. And he's talking about the last couple of years with the Lakers and how this impacts his legacy. And my thought of it, and I couldn't help it, I had to tweet at Pat. And I said, Pat, I have to do this all the time. I am an overreactor at times to legacy in the moment. I always have to ask myself, it's 2025. In 2045, will we be talking about the final years of LeBron with the Lakers, and will that impact his legacy? I don't think we will. I use Belichick as the example. I'm sitting there thinking, I know all this is nuts. The Jordan Hudson thing is nuts, and I hate to talk about girlfriends, but now we have to talk about this woman. It's insane. I still don't think you guys are totally distracted from the more insane thing to do, which is to have a second year quarterback and take your old defensive coordinator and instill him as your offensive coordinator. I think that's way worse. But regardless, this is salacious to some degree. It's a 24-year-old woman. You got everybody questioning her motives, his motives. I think we know his motives, but either way, it's a big thing, and I'm going, it still doesn't matter. In 20 years, he'll still be Belichick. Like, we won't, when we talk about legacies, we never want to talk about, like, the ending, the bad stuff. People don't remember Franco Harris with the Seattle Seahawks. People don't remember Jerry Rice with the Denver Broncos. We don't remember these things. We don't want to remember them, except when we're bringing up arguments. And so I tweeted that at him, and here's what Pat brought it up, because Pat's a good guy, and he brought it up. Here it is.
The great Ken Carmen, morning show at 92.3 The Fan in Cleveland, tweeted at me because, you know, of course, we had a caller from Cleveland. We got into the GOAT debate, of course, because I've part of what I've been saying about LeBron. And Kenny said, Pat, ask yourself if anyone other than you will bring up LeBron's last 2 or 3 years with the Lakers in 20 years. Will anyone bring up UNC and Belichick in 20 years? This is a wild argument. And I replied back, I didn't even mention the 2011 finals versus Dallas where LeBron was pathetic. Leaving Cleveland the first time to join Miami and ring chase with Wade and Bosch rather than trying to win with the Cavs, no matter how bad those teams were around him in Cleveland. The 2014 finals against the Spurs, it's more than just where he looked checked out in the last couple of games there. It's more than just these last 2 to 3 years. It's a culmination of a career that should have had at least 3 more titles in it and doesn't. LeBron James, it's not up here like I'm saying that LeBron is not one of the greatest players of all time. He is one of the greatest players of all time. But, I mean, that's what we've done for 15 years. Let's compare him to Michael Jordan. He's not Michael Jordan. Sorry.
I love Pat. I think we fail to see how tough... We fail to see how tough it is to win a championship in any sport, especially in the NBA. He's won 4. That's a lot of championships. Wilt Chamberlain, arguably the greatest ever, but there's definitely older people out there, which is a generational argument we're soon to get into. They will say he's the greatest they ever saw. Didn't he only win 2 championships? Didn't Bill Russell win like 9 championships? I mean, if we're doing the championship thing, Bill Russell.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country. And the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Russell probably won more than 9 championships when I had to think right off the top of my head. I mean, if you've won 11? That many championships, 11 championships, like if we're just doing ring counting, like no, I'm not going to throw in Steve Kerr and Robert Horry in part as part of this argument. But if we're talking about greatest ever, yes, championships have something to do with it. But I really don't think it's the end-all be-all. It should not be the end-all be-all. Pat went a little bit further here.
Does he have the most points in NBA history? Yes. Does he have the most finals? One of the most finals appearances in NBA history? Does he have more finals appearances than Mike? Yes. Has LeBron been an exemplary athlete off the court in terms of how to be a role model and a leader, where maybe as Mike wasn't? Yes. But the greatness, sheer greatness, how we calculate it, how we weigh it, the biggest stages, how you perform in the biggest games, how you perform in the biggest moments. LeBron has come up short a lot of times in the finals. And in these last couple of years, whether you think in 20 years or not, they're going to matter. They will. Where on Sunday in game 4, he doesn't score a single freaking point. And then with the season on the line last night, and doesn't score a single point until 3 minute mark, hits a 3 and then gets a garbage time layup with 30 seconds left. Come on. I know what Michael Jordan looked like, or at least, you know, from the highlights. I was too young to remember watching, but I remember what Michael Jordan looked like in his last year or two with the Wizards. LeBron looks better than that, but a guy went 6-0 in the NBA Finals with 6 Finals MVPs. You couldn't have performed better than Michael Jordan did in those finals over and over and over and over again.
Listen, I love Pat. I know he's a few years younger than me, but I'm like, you had to be, you were alive during 2016. You were cognizant of the game in 2016. The guy came back, the guy led the comeback from 3-1. Led the comeback from 3-1 against the greatest team ever assembled.
I can see Pat making
Let's
an argument
not be nuts here.
For the Beatles being the best rock group ever, and saying, you know, I haven't really heard much of them. I haven't really seen them. I mean, they were before my time, but I mean,
let me tell you about Teddy Roosevelt as president.
Soundgarden, you don't stack up. I mean, come on.
So
that's the band you chose?
Yeah, I right. had said. Yeah, that is a little odd. I don't know if Soundgarden. I like Soundgarden,
well, I started going down a rock analogy, and I realized there's no rock anymore. We just kind of stopped doing rock 30 or 20 years ago.
No, I'm glad Creed's making a comeback. Mm-hmm. I had said, I think we've accepted as a society, though, that LeBron is better than Michael, or LeBron is the greatest over Michael. And you said, hold your horses there.
Yeah, well, I still think, for whatever reason, because the gatekeepers are, they're the ones that are older, they're wiser, right? Like, they're not budging on this. There's nothing that LeBron could do. LeBron could have won the last 3 titles. There's nothing in their mind, they had already made it. It was entrenched. There's nothing you could do. So the only people you have to try to win ground with are younger people who didn't see Jordan. And it's like, well, is it even a really fair fight to begin with? I do find it funny, though, that LeBron James, if you look at the years, and of course, MJ came into the league at 21. LeBron was, what, 19?
Yes.
And so you're comparing, and nobody I know that ever gets into this debate, nobody really counts the Wizards years. I don't ever hear anybody bring up the Wizards years in which, what, Jordan did not make the playoffs either of those years. They do bring up, oh, he scored 50. He had a game winner, I remember, against the Cavs. I'll never forget that. I mean, he had Rip Hamilton on his team.
Yeah.
It was an awesome moment, and it was a reminder of the greatness of MJ, but nobody uses those years in any kind of an argument. But if you look at the amount of years that, if you just count the Bulls years, and you compared it to LeBron, that would be if LeBron retired after his championship
yes.
in Cleveland. Well,
yes.
He's played how many years since then? He's played 9 more years since then. So it's a hard thing to try to understand. Like, at what point am I really, because can you imagine Jordan with an extra 9 years? What would we be doing? His numbers would all go down. His stats would all go down. He'd have a lot of years not winning the title, a lot of years not winning in the playoffs.
LeBron has played straight
through.
And then
what would we do?
LeBron has played straight through. Michael, now, the last 3 years, like the season and a half that he was gone, retired, but then there was the 3 years. I don't think that just rests him up and makes him better for ages 38 and 39 with the Washington Wizards. I think you lose part of your greatness of what you have. Now, I think that Michael looks at a guy like LeBron and thinks, maybe I shouldn't have walked away after that second run. Maybe I should have stayed. Maybe I could have stayed. Maybe it wasn't with Chicago, but maybe I could have stayed those 3 years, then the two extra that I ended up having with the Washington Wizards, but with maybe somebody else or even with the Wizards, and I could have put five more years together instead of just two more years after 3 years off. I bet Michael quietly wonders that, especially when we're talking about legacy, and legacy is important to both these guys. Now, I know that we've gone down this road many times. You and I have gotten tired of this argument, even though this argument's, hey, it's been very good for Nick Wright, and it's been very good for a lot of people out there, and it's a fun argument to have because it is a generational argument. LeBron, you and I have spanned both generations. My son will think LeBron is the greatest ever as of right now, and he will not hear anything about Michael Jordan because Michael Jordan's just a ghost story for him. And I think to a lot of guys, even Pat's age, Michael's a ghost story. But Pat is making the argument for Michael, which is great for me. But because it took me so long to finally say that LeBron was greater than Michael, because I think once you say it, can I really go back into history? Because there's a guy who's still playing. The other guy hasn't played anymore. So can I really go back into history and change my mind? Like, once you say a guy's the greatest of all time, that should be it, at least in my world. If I'm willing to admit LeBron's the greatest, and I am, then the Michael conversation is done. It ended 2 years ago when I finally said it, and that's it. That's it. And so anything else he does, unless he goes out and, I mean, really makes an idiot out of himself, professionally, personally, whatever, everything else is just, hey, we get to see LeBron for another
year.
Yeah,
you think it was gravy.
He's 40 years old, and he's still supposed to be the leader of the team. They've put other guys around him. He still had to lead them. Part of that is that he takes the air out of every room he's in, certainly. But you went out, you got Luka, you had Anthony Davis. Like, he's 40 years old. When is he going to be the guy who's the complimentary piece instead of the leader? When is that going to happen? Because physically, how much longer is he supposed to do this? One more season?
I think LeBron had an amazing year. I think it's unbelievable to see the nights that he had when he brought it, when he could actually bring it. And there were some of those nights where he still looked like a top three player in the NBA. His problem is just, you know, he has to conserve energy. He can't do that every night at his age, nor should he be expected to. I do think the hard part of him in all these debates, though, now is, every day it looks like he is closer to finishing his career with four titles. And in that league, the way we measure the all-time greats is still just, it's the rings culture. It seems like a very simplistic way to do it. But in the NBA, where there's only five guys on the floor at the same time, he still has four titles. And who has played with more teammates and more all-time greats than LeBron? I mean, he's played with so many great players, so many teams, the super teams that he helped construct. And that's the hard part in the argument for him, is that he assembled these teams, it seems like, and he only has four titles. Why doesn't he have five? Why doesn't he have six?
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Ring the bell. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates. Lower your mortgage payment, get cash out, or pay off credit cards. Visit goldenoaklending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
NMLS 114937.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit dollarshaveclub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.